Merhaba arkadaşlar. Bu bir Hüseyin Demirtaş ile İngilizce ses kaydı. Birazdan dinleme sınavı başlayacak. Herkese şimdiden başarılar diliyorum. Hüseyin Demirtaş ile İngilizce kaynaklarına hüseyindemirtaş.com üzerinden ulaşabilirsiniz.
Hello, everyone. Today, our focus is on a phenomenon that has fundamentally reshaped not just how we communicate, but also how we live, work, and interact with the world. Social media. From its early days as simple networking sites to the complex, multifaceted platforms we see today, social media's evolution has been rapid and its integration into daily life nearly ubiquitous. We'll be exploring its diverse impacts on modern communication, looking at both the celebrated advantages and the concerning drawbacks. Let's begin by considering how social media has transformed connectivity and community. One of its most lauded benefits is the ability to bridge vast geographical distances. Friends, family, and colleagues can maintain relationships and stay updated on each other's lives, regardless of where they are in the world. Beyond maintaining existing ties, social media has been instrumental in the formation of entirely new communities. Individuals with niche interests, shared hobbies, or those seeking support for specific life challenges, perhaps a rare medical condition, or a particular social cause, can find like-minded people and form strong, supportive online groups that might never have materialized offline. This ability to connect with a global village of shared interests is truly unprecedented. However, it's also important to acknowledge a nuance here. While these connections can be deep and meaningful, there's ongoing debate about the potential for superficiality in some online interactions compared to the depth often found in sustained face-to-face relationships. Next, let's examine information dissemination and civic engagement. Social media platforms have become incredibly powerful channels for spreading information, often with unprecedented speed and reach. News. Whether from established media outlets or citizen journalists, can go viral in minutes, informing vast audiences about events as they unfold. This has had a profound impact on civic engagement. Think about various social and political movements globally. Many have utilized social media as a crucial tool for organization, mobilization, and raising awareness. The Arab Spring, for instance, is often cited as a key example where social media played a significant role in coordinating protests and disseminating information that was otherwise censored. However, this rapid dissemination also has a significant downside: the equally rapid spread of misinformation and disinformation, often termed fake news. It can be challenging for users to discern credible sources from fabricated ones, leading to confusion and the potential for real-world harm. Furthermore, algorithms designed to show us content we already like can create echo chambers and filter bubbles, where individuals are primarily exposed to information and opinions that confirm their existing beliefs, thereby reinforcing biases and reducing exposure to diverse perspectives. The very fabric of our language and communication styles has also been visibly altered by social media. We've witnessed an evolution of language characterized by the widespread use of emojis to convey emotion or tone, a plethora of acronyms like LOL for laugh out loud or BRB for be right back, and various forms of shorthand. Memes, which are often humorous images or videos with text, have themselves become a distinct and widely understood form of communication. there's also been a noticeable shift towards visual communication, with platforms like Instagram and TikTok prioritizing images and short videos over text. The character limits on platforms such as Twitter have encouraged conciseness and brevity, sometimes at the expense of nuance. Another significant change is the prevalence of asynchronous communication. This means messages are often sent and received at different times, unlike a real-time phone call. This has benefits, such as allowing individuals to craft more thoughtful replies. But it also has drawbacks, like the potential for delayed responses to cause anxiety or for misinterpretations to arise because the immediate back-and-forth clarification is missing. This leads us to consider the effects on interpersonal skills and face-to-face interaction. There are growing concerns among researchers and social commentators about a potential decline in deep conversational skills, particularly among younger generations who have grown up with mediated communication as the norm. Some studies suggest a preference for texting or messaging over direct in-person conversations or even phone calls. A key challenge with primarily text-based communication is the significant lack of nonverbal cues. Tone of voice, facial expressions, body language, all these vital components of human interaction are largely absent in text messages or social media posts, which can easily lead to misunderstandings and conflict. What might be intended as a lighthearted joke can be perceived as sarcastic or offensive without these cues. The impact on mental health and well-being is another area that has garnered substantial attention. One of the most frequently discussed issues is social comparison. Platforms often showcase idealized versions of people's lives, leading users to compare themselves unfavorably, which has been linked to lower self-esteem, increased anxiety, and even depression. The fear of missing out, or FOMO, is another phenomenon exacerbated by social media, where seeing others' exciting experiences can make individuals feel inadequate or left out. Cyberbullying is a serious and pervasive problem, with the anonymity or distance afforded by online platforms sometimes emboldening individuals to engage in harassment that they wouldn't dare to in person. The psychological impact on victims can be devastating. Furthermore, many social media platforms are designed to be addictive, employing mechanisms like notifications and variable reward schedules that trigger dopamine releases in the brain, encouraging users to constantly check for updates and stay engaged for longer periods than they might intend. This constant connectivity can be a major source of stress for many. Looking at the professional and educational landscape, social media has introduced both opportunities and challenges. Professionally, platforms like LinkedIn have become invaluable for networking, job searching, and building a professional brand. Businesses of all sizes leverage social media for marketing, customer engagement, and brand building, reaching global audiences with relative ease. In education, social media can provide access to a wealth of resources, facilitate online learning communities, and enable collaboration among students and educators. However, the flip side is the potential for distraction. The constant lure of notifications can significantly hamper productivity in workplaces and concentration in study environments. There's also an increasing blurring of lines between professional and personal life, as what's posted on personal social media can sometimes have unintended professional consequences. Finally, We cannot discuss social media without addressing privacy and security concerns. Social media platforms collect vast amounts of user data, which is then often used for highly targeted advertising. While this can be convenient, it raises legitimate questions about data ownership and surveillance. Beyond a platform's official use of data, users also face risks of their personal information being misused through identity theft, scams, or unauthorized exposure. Many people, especially younger users, may not be fully aware of the extent to which their information is being shared or the permanence of online content. Something posted in haste can resurface years later with negative repercussions. So, how do we navigate this complex social media age? It's clear that developing digital literacy and critical thinking skills is more crucial than ever. Users need to be able to evaluate sources, identify misinformation, and understand the persuasive techniques used online. Cultivating healthy usage habits is also vital. This might involve consciously setting boundaries for social media use, taking regular digital detoxes to disconnect, and being mindful of the content consumed and created. Ultimately, promoting positive online interactions and responsible digital citizenship, treating others with respect online, thinking before posting, and contributing constructively is key. In conclusion, the impact of social media on modern communication is a classic double-edged sword. It offers incredible tools for connection, information sharing, and community building, yet it also presents significant challenges related to mental health, privacy, and the nature of our interactions. Social media itself is a tool. Its ultimate impact, positive or negative, largely depends on how we, as individuals and as a society, choose to wield it. As these platforms continue to evolve, so too must our understanding and our strategies for engaging with them constructively and responsibly. Thank you for your attention.
Evet arkadaşlar, dinleme parçamızın sonuna geldik. Şimdi cevaplarınızı kontrol edebilirsiniz.